Unit 3. A Dangerous Guy Indeed. Pages 72 to 74.
About 35 years ago, a young fellow by the name of Morgan Johnson came to my old hometown out west and started to live there. In those days, back in my old hometown, it was not polite to ask a man where he came from. Morgan Johnson never mentioned the place, so nobody ever knew. Actually, he never told much of anything about himself outside of this, so he was a real mystery. He was a hard-looking man in many ways, with a scar across his nose and a pair of black eyebrows which ran right together. He had black hair and black eyes and a way of looking at people. The first time he went down Santa Fe Avenue 35 years ago, somebody said, "There is a very dangerous man." The next time Morgan Johnson went down Santa Fe Avenue, somebody who heard what was said of him the first time said to somebody else, "There is certainly a very dangerous man." By and by, everybody who saw Morgan Johnson with his scar across his nose and his black eyes said, "There is a really dangerous man." Finally, it was well known to everybody in my hometown that Morgan Johnson was a dangerous man. They were very respectful to him when he went walking down the street looking at people in that way of his. If he went into a bar where an argument was going on, the argument stopped. If he said anything, no matter what, everybody agreed with him, because nobody wanted to argue with a dangerous man. That scar on Morgan Johnson's nose showed he had been in plenty of trouble sometime or other. The fact that he was alive and walking around in my old hometown out west showed that he could take care of himself. He never said how he got that scar, but finally, somebody said they heard he got it in a fight with 10 very bad men one night in New York. They said that Morgan Johnson finally killed all 10. Nobody knew who started this story, but Morgan Johnson never denied it. Then the number of men he killed went up to 20. In fact, Morgan Johnson never denied anything that was said about him. Morgan Johnson kept his mouth shut, minded his own business, and said nothing. Well, he lived in my old hometown out west for many years. Sometimes, when visitors came to our town, people pointed at Morgan Johnson and said, "There is a very dangerous guy indeed." By the time Morgan Johnson was about 50 years old, some people started shaking the minute they saw him. They didn't stop shaking until he went past. Then one day, Morgan Johnson was walking down the street when a little old guy by the name of Weezer Gamble came out of the Green Light Saloon. He was so old and so little that nobody ever thought of bothering him or giving him any trouble. He used to come to town once a month to drink up his paycheck. When he drank, he got loud and mean and started looking for a fight. So what did this Weezer Gamble do? He saw Morgan Johnson, grabbed him by the shirt, and said, "So, you are a dangerous man, are you?" Well, everybody who saw this felt very sorry for poor old Weezer. They thought Morgan Johnson would chew him up and spit him out. But Morgan Johnson only looked at him and said, "What?" "They tell me you are a dangerous man," Weezer said. "I am now going to cut you open and see what makes you so dangerous." He let go of Morgan's shirt and pulled out a big knife. But Morgan Johnson didn't wait to be cut open. The minute he saw the knife, he turned and ran. Everybody said if he wasn't the fastest runner they ever saw, then they didn't know who was. Of course, Weezer Gamble couldn't chase him very far because he was so old and so drunk. Morgan Johnson didn't stop running until he was far out of town. The last time anybody saw him, he was still running. He was never seen in my hometown again. Then it came out that the story about him being dangerous was not true. They said he didn't kill 10 men back in New York, or any men anywhere. And what about the scar across his nose? Well, someone said he got it from an old woman who hit him with her bag when he tried to steal it. The chances are this story is no truer than the story about killing the 10 men. But that is the story everybody back in my old hometown believes to this day. My grandpap often speaks about Morgan Johnson and says it proves something about human nature. My grandpop says you can say a man is a good man or a bad man, and if you say it often enough, people will believe it in the end. My grandpap says he always suspected Morgan Johnson was not a dangerous man. If you ask my grandpap why he didn't try to prove it all those years, he says, "Well, you know, there was always the chance that what they said about him really was true, but I wasn't going to be the one to try and find out."